Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 9, verses 42 to 48. The title for this brief discourse is The Heart. Now, in a sense, I feel somewhat cautious about what I'm going to say. I'm not really preaching here, but I want to lay the foundation for saying what I have to say on the rest of this passage in Mark chapter 9, verses 42 to 48. Sorry for speaking in riddles, but this is what I'm trying to do. You see, in the previous discourse, I opened out, as I saw it, what this section is about, causing to sin. And I stressed, sin, 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 causes, causes, causes. Why did I stress that? Because Christ does. It's exactly what he does. The origin, the root cause of the problem that he's talking about, the issue, it's not a problem, it's the plight, the desperate condition here, is sin. Now, this is a word that's going out of the vocabulary. All sorts of other kind of gentler words are coming in. And people think in terms of social things, environment and nurture and politics and economics. If people have better housing or more money or a better job or whatever it might be, we wouldn't have all this sin. You remember Tony Blair 20 years ago or more, you know, education, education, education. As though if you educate people, you'll stop sin. No, my friend, you won't stop wrongdoing by education. You won't stop it by law. Because what the problem is not the environment, it's not social things, it's not outward things like that. Now, the point I'm going to make is to go back in Mark. We've seen this already in Mark chapter 7 and verse 21. For, this is what Jesus says, for from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance and folly, evil, sins, corruptions. But as I said in the previous discourse, it's not simply sins, it's sin. But this is what Jesus says, all these evils, we're now at verse 23 of Mark chapter 7, all these evils, all these sins, all these corruptions, all these dreadful conditions come from inside. It's what a man's heart is that causes this. This is the problem. Now, I'm labouring this in Mark chapter 9, verses 42 to 48, because we're going to come to some very difficult words in the next discourse. But to help us understand those words, we need to remember that the root cause of sin, the place where sin resides, is in man's heart, my heart, your heart, my friend. We're going to talk about hand and foot and eye in the rest of this discourse. But we have to remember it's not simply the hand, the foot and the eye. You can deal with the hand, foot and the eye. And we have to. But Jesus makes it clear, Mark chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, it's the heart. And the heart has to be dealt with. And it's not education. You can educate a heart. You can chapelfy a heart. You can churchify a heart. You can take a heart through a course. You can take a man through a course. You can explain everything. You can tick all the boxes. The only thing that will work is the change of heart. I must have a new heart. I must be born again. It's called regeneration, regeneration, regeneration. I disagree with Tony Blair. It's not education, education, education. It's regeneration, regeneration, regeneration. A new mind, a new heart, a new will. And that is the background to Mark chapter 9, verses 42 to 48. I've drawn on Mark chapter 7, 21 to 23 to help us as we get into the rest of this passage to see the full meaning of it. This is how it must be with evangelism, my friend. Today we're talking about social things. We're talking about people's sense of identity, their dissatisfaction, their loneliness, their need of this. What they need is a new heart. They're sinners under the wrath of God. And the follies, the sins, the corruptions that come around us and all that come out of our hearts, my friend. The heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can change it? Jeremiah said this. And, you know, can the leper change his spots? Ethiopian skin? No, you can't change your heart. Only God's sovereign spirit can break into the heart and give a new heart. Well, that's what we need to preach. It's not Christianization of people we need. It's not churchifying of them. We need a new heart. Conviction of sin, repentance, faith, trusting Christ, obedience, conversion. Now I'm going to close with a hymn by Charles Wesley. The theology here, the background to it, is quite dodgy, because only a regenerate heart can pray this. But whatever the dodginess of his thinking, the words are powerful. Oh, for a heart to praise my God, a heart from sin set free, a heart that's sprinkled with the blood so freely shed for me. And this is a believer speaking. Well, my friend, unbeliever, this is what you need, a new heart. A heart resigned, submissive, meek, my great Redeemer's throne, where only Christ is heard to speak, oh, maybe so, where Jesus reigns alone. A humble, lowly, contrite heart, believing, true and clean, which neither life nor death can part from him that dwells within. A heart in every thought renewed and full of love divine. When shall I find my willing heart all taken up with thee? May it be so. Perfect and right and pure and good, a copy, Lord, of thine. Thy nature, gracious Lord, impart, come quickly from above. Write thy new name upon my heart, thy new best name of love. The heart, that's the key, my friend, and the new heart, regeneration by the Spirit. These are the great themes. May this be the experience of everyone who hears this discourse.